Blog Talk Radio.
Hey bud. Well, welcome to Ann Ortley's Weekly Weather. My name is Ann Ortley, and this is the week of October 15th, 2017. And I'm broadcasting today from a desk in Las Vegas, bright and early, because we're about to head off to Bryce Canyon for a couple days of touring. And then next week we have the Oprah Retreat out here in Zion, Utah. It's my far west adventure. So we've been having a great time here in Vegas, except I've just been walking so much. This is a city man, and I'm realizing how desperate I am. But it's been a great time. We've had a lot of fun. So early broadcast for those of you who are up bright and early, and those of you who tune in at 6:30, you'll get the show then and go, "What? She's already been here and gone." Because I wasn't really sure, you know, what the timetable was. So I figured either early in the morning or 11 at night, my time, which is well past most of your bedtime on the East Coast. So for today, we're a little early. It will be early out here because the retreat is next weekend. It starts on Wednesday. Anyway, what we're going to do is we're going to talk about the aspects of how to use them. This week we have lovely new moon in Libra. It's a really interesting configuration of the new moon. It takes place on and a new moon webinar. We're going to have technology challenges here in California and on the, not in California, in Utah, the new moon webinar. So we're going to have a new moon webinar on Monday, and we're sending out a newsletter to remind people this is a Libra new moon. And it has a lovely, besides the finger of God, with Pluto as the apex and Mars and Jupiter as the hand, the ascendant as the handle, it also has a kite in it. And the kite is really important because what it does is it ties in Uranus and Eris and the sun and the moon and the node of fate. So whenever we have kite, you know, creation of a grand trine in and energy, in this case, of course, our lovely great trine fire, and then also taking off of it with the sun and the moon and fire, or the sun and the moon and air, they're feeding the grand trine and fire. So there's then a minor grand trine. So imagine that a grand trine fire, that we've been getting used to that maybe all this year, and then we go to a feeding of the fire with the Libra sun. A lot of energy is going to be pumping into this pike. And the head is that sun moon. But it's opposite Uranus and the kite. You can expect this to be a week of pitching things up, releasing things, saying goodbye, so long, farewell, don't need to know. In my life, Cowboy Western song. Western, you are done, we're done, I'm going on, moving on my path. So it's a big separating energy. And because, of course, the nodes of fate are involved in the Grand Trine, we can often feel like it's fated, F-A-T-E-D, and it's. So this is kind of an interesting energy. We also have a couple of planets changing signs. Mercury's going to go into Scorpio this week, and Mars is going to go into Libra this week. Mars right now is in Virgo, so he's keeping track of things. And when he goes into Libra, he becomes a little nicer, but he also is ruled by what sign Venus is in, and she's in Libra right now, so she's nice. And, of course, Mercury going into Scorpio makes him a little more intense, a little more secretive in his communications. So, I just wanted to take a minute and talk a little bit about the Harvey Weinstein case. And just to point out to you, we're going to have more of that kind of stuff. We are now moving into the Pluto decan, full steam ahead into Pluto in the 20th. And what that's going to be, the Virgo decan, so we time to fix it. And they have this same here, Scorpio decan. That was when the ecto groups started forming during the AIDS epidemic. And then when they had it in the Sagittarius, Pluto and Sag, this is when the voice of Catholics all started forming. And going after the pedophile priest, only discovered a lot of transfer around. But it got rid of them. Now we're having, it was all the publishing. kind of went after publishing, radio publishing, revised the publishing. Now we're going into TAP, which is a lot about power. And so that's going to kick in the next few weeks. So we're going to see it as an energy of intense energy. And our job with this is to understand that part of what we're doing is really working with this on a new level with our charts. And we're also going to see this kind of stuff happen quicker, faster. You know, it feels like a very quick demise in my case, in looking at it. You know, you got voted out of the movie, and I'm not denying that. But also, just watch the abuse of power thing. Everybody's going to be on it, right? And it's like the when we're going to run into Virgo, so it's a sign of keeping track, like keeping track energy. So our job is to know that this is the beginning. We're going to have this through 2026. And in the middle of it, between 2020 and 2026, we're going to have the Uranus squaring Pluto, which is, or Eris squaring Pluto, which is going to bring us back to last year when we had a nightclub killing and Hillary breaking the glass ceiling and getting the nomination, and Donald too. But now it's Eris, and Eris wants to upset the social order. She goes, this is what the social order has been, and I don't agree with it. And she's in an argument with Pluto in Capricorn, who says, this is the way the order's always been, and we're going to keep it like this. Thank you very much. So there's a power struggle coming. And this is our first shot across the bow of it, so to speak, because what's happening right now is aspecting the point where Saturn and Pluto met in 82, spring of 80, fall of 83. They formed in the late degrees of Libra. Jupiter went across this and woke them up. Saturn, Pluto is, of course, a lot of energy. Now, the three of them get together in 2020, but we go into this really, okay, how are we going to work with this? So this is the shot across the bows. You want to just kind of remember how fast it all went down and that this is the speed of these kinds of things, coming to consciousness, everybody going, oh, no, maybe, whatever they're change. And of course, vociferous, because the groups are rising together. So it's an interesting week. So we'll talk a little bit about the moons, because the moons are moving us forward. And we're going to, of course, when we have the new moons, we start a whole new chapter, which is going to happen next. And we'll have the new moon in Scorpio, which really helps us get to know what Jupiter is going to be. This is the wrap up new moon. One saying, okay, we're done with this. Uranus Eris, we're going to change it. But you look at that. But we're up to change. We're for not staying the same. Okay. So we have the calendars. The 16th, moon to 7:19 a.m. And it's going to be from Monday the 16th through Tuesday morning. These are all East Coast times. For your time zone, 7:27 a.m. And it's going to be joined to Mars. So moon joined Mars is an action-taking activity, and that can go either way because Mars can either be good or bad. So we're going to be arguing with people, or we're going to be getting a lot accomplished. Mars goes into Libra at 1:35 p.m. on Tuesday, and then it's in there the 18th and the 19th, and it leaves at 3:12 p.m. with a new moon, which is great. And it is void from 3:12 p.m. to 9:41 p.m. when it enters Scorpio. And it's in Scorpio Thursday night, Friday, Saturday, and then it goes void Sunday morning bright and early at 7:35 a.m. And it goes void with a sextile to Mars. Again, a cooperative aspect. The Libra moon in the 17th and 18th is going void at 3:12 in the afternoon on the in the middle of the week, has a separating energy, moon opposite Uranus, and then right behind it is that new moon in going in and out. Yeah, Maureen, I'm on the cell phone. Maureen just texted me. I'm on my cell phone. It's right in front of my face. I don't know how to make the sound better. And this is my new cell phone. So, but thank you, Maureen. At any rate, the opposition is, if it's really bad, I'll try recording it again later tonight.
the opposition is separating and moving us on the road. And then this morning, and then on Sunday morning, the 22nd, the moon goes into Sag, and it goes out with a trine of moon trine Uranus. So that's a very kind of active energy. So the middle of the week is separating, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, till 3:12, and then the other days are all have nice moons. Of course, the Scorpio moon's pretty intense, and we have that new moon, and we're going to have a new moon webinar on the 17th, or on the 16th, rather, which you can sign up for on my website, and we'll be sending a newsletter out about the new moon in the next couple hours. So hopefully the reception gets better. I don't know how to make this better. On my cell phone, you know, I'm talking right into it, and I'm going to guess Verizon towers are going in and out, because I'm just kind of quietly hanging out here with lots of bars, no other way to make it better. All right, so the sun is going between 22 Libra and 29 Libra this week, and it's going to have aspects to the nodes of fate, inviting us to connect on a deeper level to people and kind of work with people in a new way. Don't move. Okay, she says it's good now. Don't move. All right, well, it's actually been in the same place the whole time. But, hey, you know, technology. The moon is sextile Saturn on the 16th, able to get a lot accomplished. Opposite Eris, the goddess of discord, also separating or getting aware of being angry about something or being impatient. And then the sun is parallel Uranus on the 18th, which is, you know, I think I'm kind of done with this. And then opposite Uranus on the 19th, and it's going from, I don't know if I said this part, 22 Libra to 29 Libra. And then it has a sesquiquadrate with Neptune, which is kind of like, you know, I don't really know what I want to do, but I know I don't want to do this anymore. You know, it's kind of a despairing, departuring energy. And then there also is an inconjunct to Chiron on the 18th, offering us some opportunity for healing. Mercury is pretty busy this week. He's running from 26 Libra to 9 Scorpio, so he's got quite a girth of activity going through a big section of your chart, the back end of the Libra houses. He enters Scorpio on the 17th, where he then triggers Jupiter right away. And so that kind of, you know, watch for the reveal on October 18th. Whatever you find out, real important to pay attention, and that's one of Jupiter's big stories in your life this year. So Mercury this month is going to repeat some of the sun's aspects. He's going to have the opposition to Uranus, and that's very much about, okay, how do we get there, or how do we not go there? And then he's going to parallel Jupiter, which is how we get there. My note's wrong here. Sorry about that. And then, of course, he goes into Scorpio on the 17th. And then as in Scorpio land, he's now preceding the sun, because the sun's still in Libra, goes into Scorpio next week. And he then goes and steps ahead and invites us to know what the sun's going to do, what we're going to do with the sun when he gets there. So he's going to have a really interesting aspect to the node of fate in Pluto on the 19th, where he's going to be invited to do something, and he's going to get a positive yes. And then he's going to have an aspect to the node of fate on the 22nd, which is an opportunity for either to hang on to something or to let it go, or, because Mercury, of course, is the mind, to change his mind on something. And I want to, you know, right before the show, I always pay attention to what goes on in my environment, and I was watching something about the NFL football players kneeling, and what I saw was the vet who wrote Colin, the first kneeler, wrote him a letter explaining, you know, whatever, and they talked, and this vet is the one who suggested that Colin kneel. Now, I had thought, because of being from a sports family, the kneeling was a symbolic act of when the player's down, everybody kneels, they stop the play. But this guy suggested kneeling for the fallen, and it was a vet that suggested it to Colin. So it's kind of like, let's listen to each other better this week. Mercury at the last degrees of Libra Pluto makes us all really kind of dig in to our belief. This is what I believe, and if you don't believe it, the hell with you. You know, we all get a little... Or I don't know, that degree from 82, 83, and I don't know if you were born after that. It's still a hot degree because you're going to be talking to people who were born then. Or, you know, it's a sensitive point in the sky. So if Mercury goes over it right after Jupiter set it off, there's a lot of energy here around understanding what our beliefs are, Jupiter's beliefs, and Mercury is articulating them, right? And then Mercury and Jupiter meet up on the 18th to have a conversation about how to articulate them. And I do apologize for all the bell ringing because my cell phone is sending me messages, even though Tommy Maureen wrote me to say that the sound was going in and out. What we're getting energetically is pay attention, and try not to judge, just kind of listen. Mercury in Scorpio is a listening placement. It's the therapist who listens to you and makes an observation down the road after they've kind of sussed out what emotionally is going on. Also with Mercury in Scorpio, we're going to be more emotional, but maybe with fewer words, okay? And that doesn't mean we don't have the feelings. It just means we have fewer words to express those feelings. Venus this week is going from 1 Libra to 8 Libra. She's going along a degree a day, which is a pretty good clip for her. And she has aspects to the nodes of fate on the 19th. So watch who you meet. And it could be a stressful relationship with someone who, you know, kind of stresses you out a little bit. She also gets a little blindsided by Jupiter at the beginning of the week, Sunday, Monday, where she's kind of like, what are you talking about? What did you say? What do you mean? Because remember, Jupiter's in Scorpio and Venus is still in happy, nice Libra. And Jupiter in Scorpio, you know, he is the boss of the sky. So when he's in a sign that makes us pay attention to the intentions and the motivations, we have to do that, right? That's the goal of Jupiter in Scorpio. He wants us to go a little deeper and he wants us to delve in and understand what we're being asked to know. Or we're being shown. And sometimes, you know, we don't really want to do that. And I totally get it. It can be exhausting. There's a whole bunch of dialogue. I mean, I use Facebook as my barometer of the social world. There were a whole bunch of Facebook dialogues this week. I'm just really tired. I just really don't think I can do this anymore. That's Jupiter in Scorpio. He does want to retreat into less intense. He is intense, but he also is kind of like, I don't want the back and the forth. I just want to know my truth. You know, when I was younger, I had an assistant and she would smile. And I always took that as a yes. Well, it wasn't a yes. It was a smile. And a friend of mine who's a therapist pointed out, she didn't say yes. She just smiled at you. You thought it was a yes. Because you interpreted the smile as a yes, but she didn't say yes. So Jupiter and Scorpio asked us to look at what they say as well as what they do, and to kind of note what's not being said, you know. So classic example, just in the last week, Rex Tillerson doing his speech about being, you know, calling Donald Trump a moron or a fucking moron, depending on which news report you, he didn't actually say he didn't call him a moron. He just said, you know, I don't really get how this Washington place works. I'm like, you're the guy who's in charge of a couple hundred thousand people at Exxon. You totally get it. You weren't going to lie to us and tell us you didn't call him a moron, but you deflected, you deferred, you changed the topic. That's classic corporate America. So I would, okay, he did call him that. Huh, interesting. Because that's what Jupiter in Scorpio does, okay? So watch for what's not said. Mercury's going into Scorpio this week. Watch for what's not said. But, kind of look at it and go, well, he didn't deny it. So probably a yes, right? We go to Mars. I did think we finished Venus. No, we didn't. Let's do Venus. She's got a couple of hard aspects. She's having a fight with Mars on the 20th, so this is not a good day for relationships, and that's right as the moons are in a crabby space. So there actually something went down on Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday that made Venus mad. And Mars, one of them got mad. But anyway, Mars and Venus are having a little argument. And then Mars is having an argument with Eris later in the week on the 17th. So there's like a provocation going on here. Venus is in conjunct to Athena, so she's not listening to advice. She's not in the mood. She thinks Athena's a little outdated and she knows better. And so, you know, when that happens, you know, Venus is in her rulership. She's not listening to anybody she doesn't want to hear from. So don't take it personally. But she, you know, someone doesn't want to hear you. They don't want to hear you. They're not in the mood. There is a sextile to the 21st, so they'll be respectful perhaps.
choose sextile disputes, they'll be respectful of you. But then she's very clear that no, that that's not what's happening, as she joins up with Eris on the end of the week on the 22nd. So there's a little hot energy up here with Venus in the sky. Mars is running from the back end of Virgo, 25 Virgo, into Libra. He goes into Libra next week on the 22nd at 2:28. So he's going to shift. He's then going to stop answering to Mercury in Scorpio, which he's entering to this week. He's going to be answering to Venus in Libra. So they're going to be polite for a while, kind of a calm, quiet energy, and then it gets a little raucous. Never underestimate Libra. People often do. It's one of the most cardinal signs there is. We joke about it. I mean, I'm a Virgo, so Libra's my second house. And it's a very potent sign, my second solar house, as I say that. And it's very potent. And it is Mars dressed up in really nice-looking clothes. Doesn't mean it can't kill you, you know, and will. I have a new image for Mars in Libra. There was a movie last summer with Brad Pitt in the spy movie, and one of the German spies recognized him, and he realized he'd recognized him. They were having a lovely meal, he and the spy, Marion Cotillard, they were in Casablanca, and he follows the guy to the phone, who's on the phone, he chokes him on the phone, and then he stuffs a piece of bread down his throat. And I'm like, that is like such a Mars and Libra kind of thing to do, ending it with carbohydrates, like the guy choked on a roll. And off we go. So anyway, this week Mars is in Virgo with an opposition to Chiron on the 15th, so it can be a little bit of wounding. And then he's in conjunct to Uranus on the 17th, asking us to take action. But that's also a real accident-prone day. So the 17th, we're prone to run into accidents, prone to have accidents. It is Uranus Mars. I'm thinking of my friend out in Lido Beach, Joanne. You know, this is one of those traffic accident days for you. Hopefully not, but this aspect seems to be making you have traffic accidents lately. So everybody should be a little careful with the accidents. And Mars, of course, is contra-parallel Eris. So there's a lot of energy of fighting and arguing on the 17th. So just kind of pay attention. The 17th is really shaping up to be a little contentious. A lot of stuff going down that day. Mars is also a contra-parallel Vesta on the 19th, which has an energy of letting things go and releasing. And, of course, there's all this stuff in the sky about feeding the fires. So the California fires should start to drop down. Mars contra-parallel Vesta, we're going to get the full count around the October 19th, the next weekend. So for all our friends in Northern California who are on fire or have fires burning near them, that's the time frame for that fire energy really dropping. And then, of course, Mars goes into Libra, which says, okay, now how do we partner and move forward? Jupiter is in early Scorpio, 1-2, 2.5 Scorpio. He's aspecting Eris, the goddess of discord, in Cap on the 19th and the 22nd. So a lot of energy there around, you know, how do we want to proceed and what do we want to do and what's our purpose. And Eris stations this week to go, I'm sorry, Lilith, it's at Eris, but I meant Lilith. Jupiter's aspecting Lilith. Lilith stations this week. And so Jupiter aspects her twice. So just kind of watch that. There's an angry, not wanting to be subservient when Lilith is around. I take that back. It wasn't Eris, it's Lilith. Those of you that get a little excited. And it's Black Moon Lilith, for those of you who write, which Lilith? I'm trying to know my listeners' questions. All right, Saturn this week goes from 23 Sag to 23 Sag. It's moving along, but, you know, minutes are moving quickly. He has a conjunction with Lilith, the other Lilith, on the 17th. And then he also has a parallel with Athena on the 22nd. So he comes up with a great idea. He's a little crabby in the middle there because he's arguing with women, the 19th, the 20th, and the 21st, different feminine energies in the sky. He also is trying to Eris on the 16th, which makes him able to take the energy of wanting to make a change in the situation because you don't like it anymore. And he's able to do that in a really positive way. So that's good.
And then Uranus this week has some nice aspects. He's in 26 Aries, moving along in a minute, going backwards. And he's kind of activating Eris too. So this is, or Lilith too. A lot of energy around not wanting to be subservient, not willing to lay down, not willing to complain about things. So just kind of pay attention to how that shows up in your life, where you're just kind of not in the mood to do what you used to do. Now, that doesn't mean you have to divorce them or dump them or get rid of them. It just means you're just not going to do it anymore. And that's part of what this kite wants us to do, is to look and say, where do we want to leave to? The Sabian image is planes flying in the sky. Hopefully that's not about Korea. But it is, push the button with my chin here. It is about flying and moving forward. Neptune this week's hanging out at 11 Pisces, 11:51 to 11:44 Pisces, not really doing too much. Pluto, of course, is squaring Vesta on the 21st. Again, that kind of indicates the fires in California will be calculated. And, of course, we still are counting, you know, what's going on in Puerto Rico and in Florida and in Texas from the hurricanes. But Pluto squaring Vesta is a lot about the decimation of the home. And people who are now homeless, and what do they do, or who've lost their possessions through these natural disasters that have been really seemingly coming hard and fast. Vesta this week runs from 13 Libra to 15, so she's not doing much of anything, except we're counting what's missing. Pallas Athena runs from 9 Taurus to 7 Taurus. And she's not doing much of anything, except she does have a fight with the maternal energy on the 19th. So that can be a little bit of, you know, God, I need a drink, or geez, I want some macaroni and cheese balls, because emotionally you feel a little out of whack on the 19th. But that's part of what this energy is about, is asking us where emotionally we want to hang on to things. Remember, Jupiter is an emotional sign now. Normally we rely on him to be visionary. He's fire. He's really happy in fire. Or Pisces, compassionate. Well, now he's in Scorpio, so he's keeping track. And if you know any Scorpios, and most of us do, they don't forget. They remember, and they keep track. So as he's in the Scorpio energy, we want to kind of watch, well, you know, he's going to be keeping track for the next year, like it or not. And Lilith, of course, stations on the 20th, and so when she stations to go retrograde, she asks us to look back at the situations where perhaps we were feeling a little bit less than, a little bit unwanted, a little bit left out, and to say, well, maybe it's a good thing you were left out. I always find her, I always find her stations interesting. A lot of times people come forward and feel this, but I was, and I realized what that did was it made me blah, 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 whatever it is. Understanding where we fit, there's the British lady, understanding where we fit, and more importantly, where we don't fit, gives us great insight into ourselves and what our path is. So our job this week, with this energy of intensity playing out, with the kite asking us to take flight and leave sun, moon, and leave behind or let go of or release, and back to 82-83, back to the relationships that you feel like you can't live without, and saying, well, but is it helping me? Is it serving me? Is it giving me what I want? And with all this Lilith energy, you know, she left Adam. Eve's the trophy wife. She said to Adam, I don't want to stay. I can't do this subservient thing you want me to do. And so she rolled. And, you know, it's not to say you can't do it, but do you want to? You know, you've been doing it. You're ready for a change or some distance. So it's a really interesting week energetically. I'm going to be really curious to watch the stories of how it lays out. And, you know, you hate to make these kind of things, say these kinds of things, but, you know, I'll just say it. You know, Harvey's chart's not that stable, so please keep him in your prayers. this is really showing in his chart is incredibly horrifyingly difficult. And sign up for the Libra New Moon episode. We're going to do the blog talk. We're going to try to hear from Utah, and hopefully it works. I did bring my headphones, so it should have clean recording. We'll see. And then off we go. So hopefully all of you will join me. The website sign-ups on the site. We'll be sending out a New Moon newsletter sometime today because the webinar is tomorrow night. The 16th. From 7:30 to 9, your East Coast time. I don't know what the hell time it's going to be in here. I think Utah is a different time zone. So have a great week, folks. I'll check in with you next week. It'll be an early broadcast. I apologize if it's been in and out. I am on my cell phone. So take care and have a great week. And now I'm going to pack, take a shower, and we're off to Bryce Canyon. Take care. Bye-bye.